Now, D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Larson didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now Mrs. Larson knows Does, D-U-Z, does everything in her wash. She's convinced this new kind of soap is best. Why, it's even improved her disposition. She used to be a regular crosspatch on wash day. She'd tell her husband...
What a job your work shirts are. Do you swim in grease?
She'd fuss at Sonny.
You wouldn't dirty up so many towels if you had to wash them.
And she'd tell her daughter...
I know your rayon undies don't look bright anymore, but I'm no magician.
Ah, but then Mrs. Larson became a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. She tried Does, the new kind of wash day soap that does everything. She found Does gives you all this for towels, unsurpassed whiteness, for grimy work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power, for nice colors, greater safety. Now, Mrs. Larson says...
Bring on those work clothes. Does clean them pronto and without hard scrubbing.
Sure, Does can't be beat for cleaning power.
Who said it was hard to get towels white? Does them dazzling.
Of course, Does can't be beat by any soap for white washes. The true whiteness you want.
Those colored rayons are no worry anymore. Does leaves them brighter.
Didn't I say Does is safer for those nice colors? Does everything. It's been proved best. In actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Of them all, Does had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find does best.
Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Like an advancing army, gossip has its forward scouts. But unlike an army, gossip has no means of control over its advance agents. When Edward Reynolds was arrested by the constable, the news spread like wildfire. Somehow it didn't reach Teresa Fernandez, Reynolds' young fiancée. And so when Molly's little cousin from Mexico told Teresa in Spanish that Mr. Reynolds was being held in custody for the murder of Elizabeth Neal... It came as a shock to the young girl. Teresa fainted and is now resting upstairs at the Goldbergs. Meanwhile, Bertie arrived with further news about Mr. Reynolds. It seems there are some unsuspected developments in the case. Bertie is bringing Molly up to date. Listen.
Well, Mrs. Goldberg, that's the story.
Oh,
I knew you'd be speechless after you hated her. I knew it. Do you want me to get you some water, Mrs. Goldberg?
Oh, no, Bertie. I'm all right.
I always say, scratch a murderer and you'll find a criminal.
And nobody in the whole village had an inkling even?
Nobody but Mr. Fernandez. And he couldn't talk. He was frightened into secrecy. You know that. Mr. Reynolds made a prisoner out of him with threats because Mr. Fernandez came into this country illegally 25 years ago.
I know that, Bertie, but this...
Listen, if you ask me, I wouldn't know which was the worst crime. The murder of Elizabeth Needle or this.
Such a thing.
Have you an idea how much money Mr. Reynolds was making out of his land?
How should I know, Bertie?
You never heard of that illegal weed, huh?
No.
Well, of course, you wouldn't. But that whole field was yielding him tons and tons of illegal weeds.
Oh.
No wonder he wouldn't sell the land to the town.
If it just grows like any weed,
it
huh?
is a weed.
Mama.
Don't discuss.
What did you say, Ma?
Nothing. I asked Bertie if she wants another cup of coffee.
That isn't what you asked her.
Don't start, Rosalie.
There are some things, Rosie, that you can do without the knowledge of, believe me. Sometimes I'm sorry for the modern child. We at least were spared the facts of life until we were old enough to cope with
it. I'm not a child, Bertie.
All right, Rosalie. Bertie was talking generally in generalities. How is Teresa?
She's resting.
Yeah. Is she asking questions?
No. And don't go up, Ma. I think she wants to be alone.
Oh. Maybe she wants to eat something.
I do, Mrs. Goldberg, if you have something loose in the icebox.
Let's see what's loose in the icebox, Rosalie, huh? David?
David.
No?
It's not necessary.
Huh?
Not necessary.
What, David?
Not necessary to send Teresa to the headquarters.
Why? Well,
what is it, Uncle David?
He confessed. Huh? Mr. Reynolds confessed.
Oh, confessed? Oh, look at my hand. Look how I'm trembling.
Shut up, baby, please. Sit down, David. You're shaking like a leaf also.
Bless about it, Rosalie. Please.
Where's Jake?
Who knows where anybody is? Such a commotion. Such a commotion and such an excitement. The village never experienced such an experience.
No, David. Who told you about the confession, David, huh?
Where do you hear? In the post office, I heard.
Did he tell you what he did with the body?
Rosalie, sit down. You're green, not white.
So near, sir. So close to crime I never was. Never. You read about such things in newspapers. You see it in the movies. You hear it on the radio. But to live near it, to actually know somebody who committed such two crimes, that's too much. Too much.
Did he reenact the crime?
Bidey,
well,
please.
Usually that's what a confession is. If he strangled her, that's one thing.
Bidey.
Well, I think, Mrs. Goldberg, out of respect for Elizabeth Neal's memory, we should appoint a committee to arrange some kind of funeral services.
You think so?
I do. If the body is found...
Oh,
the poor defenseless woman. She loved not wisely, but too well.
It'll be a long time before this village recuperates from this shock.
Who would you say offhand were her nearest friends?
I would say offhand... would say Mary Foote.
Oh, get a pencil, Rosie, and some paper, will you?
I'll get it. You go up, Rosalie, please. Maybe Teresa wants something.
Please, Ma.
If the child is sitting, let her sit.
I don't want her to sit in this environment. Go up, Rosalie. Go up. Without looks, Rosalie, darling. Without a face. Go up.
Right, I'm
please.
Going.
Do so, if you will. Please, and no questions and answers upstairs. And change your face, darling, please. Here's a pencil, Bertie. Here's paper.
Thank you.
Don't mark me down. I can't go to funerals.
I don't think Seymour should go either. He's more emotional than I am. You should know that, Rosie.
What?
Nothing.
Listen, who did you say Elizabeth Neal's best friends were?
Well, I said Mary Foote and then Bruce Hanley.
I think I better call Mary Foote and ask what denomination Elizabeth Neal was. So I'll know what church to have the service in, you know.
Oh, so I would say make out the guest list first, Bertie.
You do that while I call, will you?
Wait until Jay comes home before you arrange further.
Well, that has nothing to do with Mr. Goldberg, Uncle David. We're dealing with the dead now, not the living.
Excuse me.
Mary Foote, please. I don't know the number. For goodness sakes, though, if people would only realize the brevity of life, maybe they'd be a little more considerate of each other. Hello? Mary Foote? This is Bertie Schlissel. Yes.
Bertie, maybe you should,
Just a minute. Do you want to talk to her?
No, Bertie, you talk.
Hello? Mary, am I correct when I say that you were Elizabeth Neal's closest and dearest friend?
She was.
That's what I thought. Well, it just occurred to us that it would be right and fitting to have some kind of funeral service in her memory. Well, Mr. Reynolds, as far as we know, has confessed. Well, that we don't know yet. Well, with the body or without it? A spirit, Mary. Well... if it's just the spirit, do you think flowers will be necessary? Or shall we say flowers omitted?
It can be without flowers under the circumstances.
Should we all wear black?
Why not?
Well, a dark blue if it's dark. What, Jake? Uh-huh. Well, will you take care of that detail? Yes. Well, we're all broken up here, too. I'll send out the notices, yes. Good boy.
Well?
Well?
She's so grateful for the thought. I knew she'd be. Will you take this down, please, Mrs. Goldberg?
I should write it.
Well, I would, but my hands are trembling too much. Look at them, look at them.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
To whom this may concern?
To who?
To whom?
Whom?
Whom? Oh, yes.
You are cordially invited to attend the funeral services of the late Elizabeth Neal.
Too fast, Bidey.
I'm sorry.
Wait. Say again. I got to make with capitals all the words?
Yeah.
You are...
Cordially.
Rose will have to write it over. The spelling will be disconnected. Cordially invited.
Invited with a V.
Invited. Funeral services. Funeral services. Late, you said, buddy?
Yes.
Oh.
Davis will be held at the...
When? You have to put the time, not...
Well, we leave that blank for the time being.
Mention flowers.
Flowers not admitted.
Omitted?
Oh, telephone.
Who is going to answer?
Brady, you answer?
Oh, for goodness sake, do I? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
What is it? Bertie! Get over quick!
What is it, Ma?
Tend to Uncle David. Tend to Bertie.
Who's on the phone, Ma? What happened?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, darling! Uncle David!
You know, sometimes we fail to realize how useful certain things can be. Take Does, for instance. Now, you've heard me say Does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, do you know this new kind of soap does everything in the dishpan, too?
Say, that never occurred to me.
Well, then you've got a wonderful discovery to make. Do you want suds that stand up until the last dish is done?
You bet.
You get them with Does. Do you want really fast action on grease?
The faster, the better.
You get it with Does. Do you want extra kindness for your hands?
Oh, of course.
You get that with Does, too. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. You see, you get everything when you get Does. Just try it. Watch how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water strikes it. Notice you don't need to keep pouring in more soap. And see how easy Does cuts through tough grease. You don't do any hard scouring. And notice how nice Does leaves your hands, so soft and smooth. Does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, Rosie has her hands full right now. First Bertie fainted, then Uncle David passed out. And then Molly herself. Who could be on the other end of that phone? And what has occurred to cause all three to faint? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Paper bags and cardboard cartons are scarce. They're needed for overseas. So next time you go shopping, take along your own shopping bag or basket.